Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, Stan. I listen to you a lot, except when my wife's in the car, then it's music.
The audacity.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
I'm going to just say it. It's our show form. Thoughts and prayers to everybody in L.A. dealing with what they're dealing with. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I ain't been watching that. I have been glued to the TV, and it's just sad. But
yeah, you're right.
Glad nobody's been hurt as of yet. So thoughts and prayers for our L.A. folk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then real quick, congratulations to Coco Gauff and Carlos Alcaraz for each winning the French Open. I had a great weekend. Tennis was excellent, man. Now, what are you laughing at? Seriously.
You're the worst. By that, I mean you're kind of the best. But you watched the tennis on
No, yesterday? Man. It was incredible.
Really?
I tweeted it.
Yeah, that's. I know you did.
You're off Twitter. Are you
I know,
spying
but Evan
now?
Told me.
Oh,
okay.
And that's what life's about.
There you go, E. Not just baseball, basketball,
They're
football.
Calling it the greatest tennis match of all time.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
It's not hyperbole to say it's one of.
Okay. But here's the thing, Ev, and this is why... this yeah. is
Because I got one up for the men, so I got to bring up here.
People are people, and I'm me.
Yeah.
So Evan goes, maybe the great, you know, one of the greatest matches, and I didn't watch it, so
right,
I'm not
right.
going to come down his road. And he said... Steiny would have been like a double overtime NBA
wow.
game in which neither team led by more than 2 or 3 points the whole game. And, of course, Goo, my first thought was,
Give
well,
it to me.
Well, is that better than a team making a big comeback? And then...
Nah, this is riveting, man. Just tennis and, like, to me, and I mean this, Evan wasn't around, Wimbledon... It was Becker and Lindell. Becker won 1986. I was in high school. So that to me.
Check that, but.
Hey, that to me, you could check it, is the best men's tennis match I've ever seen in my life. I believe it was 86. I think I'm right.
Mine would have been McEnroe against Borg.
Oh, see, that. But that whole era was, yeah. But I'm not mad. That was riveting yesterday, man. And the guy sliding. You know how strong you have to be in the endurance?
Well, some people say it actually makes it easier.
Seriously.
Yes, because when you're yeah. moving parallel to get to a ball, you can slide.
Like you're on an escalator.
Which is less harsh on the knee
mm-hmm. right.
than if you stopped completely.
Real quick, yeah. were you any good in tennis? I was okay.
I was pretty good.
My serve
but,
sucked.
I was pretty good, but... I ran
Slow.
Up against, I was pretty good, but what I found, Guru, was as somebody who played many sports as a child, tennis, basketball, ping pong, I was pretty good at, there was a community of tennis players that they did it year round, and then they were better than me when I was, let's say, 12 years old playing Middle States tournaments back on the East Coast.
All right.
I played in 7 tournaments when I was 11 or 12, and I went 1-6.
Wow, these are honest.
I was 1-6.
Yeah.
And
you had to give it up.
And the one I won actually happened to be in a double elimination tournament. So I'd already lost.
My man.
Played another guy who had lost and won. And then, of course, I lost the game after that. Let's go to Damon in San Leandro. Hey, Damon. How's it going, man?
Hey, Sonny, Guru. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, we talk about Nelly. I remember Nelly when he used to come off the bench for the Boston Celtics. And he played a great role. We won a lot of championships with Russell and the gang. Nevertheless, as a coach, there was one trade that he made back in the day that upset me, and I never got over it. And it wasn't Chris Webber. It was when he traded the rookie of the year, Mitch Richmond, for Billy Owens. I didn't think Billy Owens did anything for the Warriors, and I could not ever understand why did he trade that man for Billy Owens. And I never got over that. It just bothered me. And all I can say is that, I remember during that time, Nelly said on camera he didn't like rookies. He didn't like rookies. And I never forgot that.
Man.
And I said, whoa. I said, is this George Allen? I remember the old George Allen days when he had the over-the-hill game. Nelly was not the over-the-hill coach because he did have some players that had experience that wasn't old. But all in all, that was the trade that really got to me.
Wow.
Because I thought, you know, with Run TMC, I thought they were going places with Mitch. And, you know, and Mitch had a great career.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. He had a great career.
Wow.
And so sometimes you just don't like rookies. And I can understand that to a degree, but I also, on the other hand, he was the one that drafted Steph Curry. So there's two sides to every pancake.
I heard that. And just real quick, since I know nobody cares about my friends, but what did I read to you during the break? A text from my buddy Squirt, who said to hell with Nelson. He also traded the great Mitch Richmond.
Billy Owens.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin. Oh, boy. So what went it? Which one's worse?
Maybe it was Richmond because Weber's not in the Hall of Fame, is he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Mitch is, though. I mean, he made it clear.
So what was your thought the day that we found out that was happening? Were you like, what are you doing, Nelly?
Well, a little bit, but they needed to get bigger. Wow. That's what Don Nelson said.
Just real fast. C-Webb is in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He is.
Well, yeah.
Huh. I must have missed that induction.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they let a lot of people in that.
Well, he ain't one of them they let in. He belongs.
You ever play in the finals?
Nope.
Weber?
Nope. Lost a conference finals to the Lakers.
One conference finals?
Yep. And it was in the era of Jordan when he was with the Wizards.
Lost to Tim Donaghy.
Oh, that's...
Hey,
Evan Smith facts.
Hey, man, you get to the Western Conference finals. Yeah, let him in then, right?
How good was he at his position?
What position?
Do you want to put him at center or you want to put him at power forward?
No, don't put him at center. He doesn't like to play there.
Yeah.
Never liked to play
anyway,
there.
Anyway, the Mitch Richmond, man. Yeah. No. Two guys back to back.
And I feel like I have an obligation to do this.
He didn't draft Curry.
Larry Riley drafted Curry. You know how you know that? Is because Curry's got a kid. And the kid's name is Riley.
Yeah.
It's not Nelly. It's Riley. Because that's who drafted Steph Curry. Remember, we broke that. We broke that story on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Weber went in 2021, COVID.
Yeah, I forget that. Maybe that's why.
Do I sound like a stalker if I tell you and Evan, because you brought up Curry, he was in Roseville's daughter at a volleyball tournament.
Oh,
and the people took the picture of one of the parents sitting, almost wanted to drive to the volleyball. Steph, oh, what are you doing here? Hey, but Evan, that's just how great he is. But he was being a dad. And I got to tell you, Evan, I ain't too far. That's sad, right?
It is.
I'm admitting, I think that's half the battle.
Do you know how many places and how far I've driven for my kid's soccer. Like, don't lionize that. Oh. He's just doing what any dad would do.
No doubt.
And where was the game?
Roseville. And it was kind of a jamboree. I was like, I wanted to go, Evan.
How nice is Roseville?
It's beautiful.
It's really nice, yeah. Right?
For some whatever, okay. For other stuff, it's not. But yeah.
Exactly.
For the viewing.
So yeah. He's driving to Roseville.
Up 80.
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking my kid to Stockton and Modesto, places like that.
Yeah, what? Now, hold on.
Like, I get the sense Curry, when his daughter has a tournament in one of those places, then it's on Aisha.
You got to be careful.
But Roseville,
Scotty.
I'll go to Roseville. That's really
nice.
What
are you saying about Modesto and Stockton?
It's got they're wonderful places.
Oh,
but the reputation of those places, unfortunately for them, isn't the greatest. But I enjoyed going there.
Dude, I saw it and wanted to jump up. I'm playing, obviously.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't invite you because you guys are so tight.
Yeah.
And you're his friend, and you could have gotten a picture taken with him. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I got a question for you.
Let's do it.
So Bobby Marks, ESPN's NBA insider. He's a salary cap guy, former GM. He wrote a story on the 10 NBA teams that are going to be the most impactful during this offseason in the NBA. And, of course, the Warriors he has is one of the 10 teams that are going to, in some ways, drive free agency. What he said was this, and I want to ask Warrior fans how they feel about this. Bobby Marks said the Warriors are allowed, listen to this, the Warriors are allowed to trade up to 4 first-round picks the night of the NBA draft. And they also have control over 7 first-round picks. So in theory, they could trade 4 of them and also trade their picks as a pick swap,
right,
which would mean they could trade their other first-round picks in between and do a pick swap where the other team would get the better of the 2 picks. So
wow,
my question to you would be, how badly you want Giannis?
Well, now I feel like we have the necessary capital just with what you just said, to make that move or even start to put some package together to where that would be attractive. But for Bobby to write this and come up with these notes, that's big game hunting right there. That's the entry into the big game hunting. So now, Stein, I got to be honest, just hearing this and with Kuminga's future kind of up in the balance, I hope he doesn't go anywhere. But the bottom line is the Warriors are married to the now. And Warrior fan could be like, yeah, what are you talking about, Goo? No, they're not. They are. And this would be par for the course. I don't know how many Warrior fans would be mad if you use this capital, if not all of it, Stani, to go get a guy for the future and a guy that would help Steph Curry immediately. And that is one Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I'm getting kind of excited. And then I'm thinking about who else is available. And Giannis is kind of a Giannis caliber, a little Giannis light that you could use some of these picks on. And I get excited just getting ready to do my homework on that assignment.
Well, one of the guys who said is going to be available is Kevin Durant again. But
Durant, he said he didn't want to come here, though, Stoney.
He did.
Won't that end it?
Because
I think Curry kind of lightweight was disappointed. Like, damn, is that where we're at? Without knowing they were getting Jimmy Butler.
Well, if you remember, when Durant was later asked about that, not wanting to come to the Warriors, he made it sound like, I didn't want to be traded anywhere halfway through the year.
That's
why he ended up staying, or at least that's why he said he ended up staying. But obviously, the Warriors have the draft capital to get a big boy.
Wow.
If they're willing to trade a part or all of those picks. They're also going to need to come up with the salary match, and that's going to be the issue. And that's another thing Bobby Marks was talking about, because right now, right this minute on the Golden State Warriors roster, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Jimmy Butler comprise 85% of the entire salary of the Golden State Warriors. Now, that'll change some if Kuminga remains and he gets a nice little payday, but I don't see any way you could get a big boy without one of those guys being included in the trade, because they've got to make the money work. And after those three, they don't have a lot of big, big money guys. They have some, you know, Moody's at 13-ish and Buddy Hield's at 10-plus.
What about if you get the funky with you sign Kuminga knowing that you're going to trade him?
Yeah. The problem there is
you can only take back half of
Kuminga's salary, and
that's the hate for Joe Lacob, man.
Yeah. Well,
so when you read that, honestly, just can we come up with another team to where their three guys comprise for 85%? I think Boston.
Well, I gotta believe Lakers. Phoenix is one of those teams.
You got it.
As for Boston, there's a report out there that the Celtics are willing to part with Drew Holiday. And one thing they want in that deal would be one first-round pick. How you feel about Drew Holiday?
I feel like he could come in and start for Pods.
Maybe that's the problem.
What you mean?
We got Pods. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think they would look at that as an upgrade? But he's expensive too.
Drew Holiday.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he is. He's absolutely, I don't know what he's making offhand, but I got to believe he's making 40-ish at least.
Little Miss Trouble on YouTube. He's too old.
Yeah. He's up there.
Well, he'll fit in.
Well, that's true. But I'm kind of with Little Miss Trouble there. Apparently, the Celtics are a team that is going to be entertaining a lot of different
scenarios. Well, Tatum's gone all next year. That's good gosh. I mean, there's getting hurt, Stoney, then there's getting hurt to where you're going to miss the whole next season. You know what I mean? In the postseason.
Is that a foregone conclusion? Well, he's missing all of next year?
Yesterday they were on the broadcast talking as if he's pretty much done for the next year. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, he got hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah. By the way, I got to tell you, I think
it was 1986.
What's that?
Lindell. I thought it was 1986.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
No, I think I'm right.
Okay. I know. I'm going to make a prediction.
Oh, Evan, call KPIX. I don't do this much.
I think Bob Myers is winding down on ESPN. I'd be surprised if he's back next year.
Well, where will he be? Because I might be there.
I think now he takes a year off.
Oh, okay. But you ain't feeling what is this?
Oh, Drew Holiday's making 33.
Good Lord, Larry Bird.
That's not that much.
You know how Bob Myers is done at ESPN? He's finally critical of someone last night.
He did go in on Halliburton.
went after Halliburton.
All you guys and gals.
Can you find that?
Saying he's a superstar.
After one game, okay.
I can't believe
no, it's been after one game.
I'm talking to myself.
He's the best player in the postseason outside of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Well, then he's not the best player in the postseason because there is no award.
So there's only one superstar allowed in the league.
He's averaging 15 points, and he was great making that shot.
Right.
And then you got mad at
me.
He hasn't got one offensive rebound in two games.
See, this is where
he got mad.
This is where I'm proud of myself because I can educate. And it's in large part because of my background. What position does Halliburton play?
Point,
yeah. And do you know that in Rick Carlisle's system, they have rules? Okay?
This I did not know.
And one of the rules that Rick Carlisle
talks about
is transition defense. And the first responsibility of the point guard is to be the first guy back on defense. That's why he doesn't hit the offensive glass. Because his first responsibility is getting back. What are you looking up? It's getting back on defense.
No, I love those principles. There you go. If true, are you going to be shocked when I bring up how many rebounds he averaged during the season? Or would you say, nah, Goo, that's just fluke or happenstance?
Go ahead. Give me the number. I don't know.
No, but keep going. I'm listening to you.
I saw a headline that bothered me the way
– Four rebounds.
That's nothing. I mean,
I get you. It's
like,
nothing.
What does it mean? Yeah. He gets four. Is that too many?
Pods
not
is
enough?
Getting 8-9. Go ahead.
Well, and Pods goes to the offensive glass. And the Warriors give up a lot of transition. It's just the way it is. How about this headline? So you're mad.
Oh, that's strong. But
you're angry because they've anointed Halliburton.
No, I was having fun with myself because I did that.
Okay.
And it would rightfully so.
What about this? Ahead. What about this headline I saw on Yahoo?
All right.
Oklahoma City has solved the Halliburton headache, and they now control the NBA Finals. It's 1-1. Pacers have taken home court. Yeah.
But
the Thunder are not in control of this series.
All right.
They lost a home game.
No, they are, Steiny.
Oh, my God.
Listen, their best player in the MVP is playing. He's had two games. He scored 38 in a loss.
Right.
Listen, just take a step back. Evan's going to be right. I drove my son to get ice cream yesterday and brought up Evan after the game. You said, and I'll bet you this, gentlemen sweep OKC. That's what we're about to see. Listen, it's nobody's fault. Let's do it now.
Okay.
I'll
bet you the Pacers.
I'm ready. Saw it. Their defense is too much. And the reason they lost the game, Steiny, as great as it was a fluke. OKC, their best player, cannot be stopped. And their team-wide defense is second to none. And that's why I told Little D last night, Evan got it. They're not winning another game. And I love Indiana, Steiny.
No, you
don't. They're not. It's over. Shea is the man.
Just 3 weeks ago, Oklahoma City hadn't done S.
I'm not a fraud.
And now they're
dynasty. I admit when I got it wrong. And Evan, came up in my conversation.
Did you say the Pacers aren't winning another game?
No, he called a gentleman sweep OKC.
Before the series started, I thought they'd win in five.
Well, we did a prediction.
Yeah.
And last night, it came clear to me in the lab.
I think the Pacers are going to win another game.
We got a bet.
Yeah, we do.
Although this is, all right, I've had this debate with some people, and I'm hoping you guys as experienced hoop heads can help me out. What is a gentleman's sweep? Because I think I'm already wrong.
I kind of agree that
a gentleman's sweep is 3-0.
Right.
Team wins game four. You beat them game five.
Yep.
So my prediction is wrong.
I almost think a gentleman's sweep is
told me to.
You win your two at home. Like, I almost think it's got to be by the higher-seeded team.
But 3-0, though.
Right, but what I'm saying is if you're the underdog and you go in to the other other arena and win two,
then like,
I only think a favorite is
right.
Yeah.
So Indiana winning game one, did that knock the gentleman's...
it takes it out of the equation. If you want to go by the letter of the law, that's the way I feel.
Dibs broke it down, but I thought it was 3-0. You win that game, then you come in and...
Like, the way I look at it is, and we can discuss it, to me a gentleman's sweep, there's only one way there could be a gentleman's sweep in this finals, and that is the Thunder win the first two at home, then go to Indiana, win game three, then mail it in game four, and then win the series in game five. But I think it's something that I don't think it's hard fast.
And his counterpart, Steiny, and I love Halliburton, he can't even guard him. He's averaging 38 points a game. Halliburton's had 14 and 15.
But he missed a big shot in game one. Oh. And, you know, we got to go.
Yep.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. If you want to define a gentleman's sweep, more specifically, you can do that here for you. Let me just start over again. Give them their just due. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I asked you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento. That's really important.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow, Evan. That's why your back's hurt. Ha, ha, ha. That's my dude.
Apparently, nobody out there is worried that if I lift weights, I'll get yoked.
Well, I think we're past that joke.
What about...
But you would look more... You could tell. Your blood would... I'm just telling you. I compare... Evan, tell me. Give me 1 through a 10. Give me a number here. Lifting weights is like putting the air in a tire. Oh. When you go pump and you get that blood going... That air goes to the muscles, and you like, look at that boy's back. Look at that chest. And then when you're not, it's like me. You just hate, oh, God.
By the way, that's a new shirt.
Well, glad you.
Yeah, I like those kind of shirts.
This whole thing. Got it for my birthday.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, I'm doing it no justice with the fit and the hat. Had a long weekend.
What happened? Well, I saw you Saturday. You were fine. You weren't all
liquored
up.
Saturday night and Sunday.
No, you came. You stole the show.
I did have a red cup Saturday.
You stole the show.
Now, I went in four corners. I don't think I did. And I don't think I tried.
All right.
But someone overheard somebody say, my dad's name is Daryl. He talks a lot, too. That was brought back to my Hey, Evan, that was somebody said, my dad's name is Daryl. He talks a lot, too. I didn't like that.
Well,
they'll remain anonymous.
I'll just share with you a little information. So I got there around 3-ish.
Hey.
There were some people there. And as I was getting out of the car, I overheard.
Oh, no.
Some people. Lubman. And he said, oh, Steiny's here. And then I got there and. You know, I was involved, and then I was there for 20 minutes, and I would say that over the next hour, 7 people said, Steiny, is Goo coming?
Oh, no, that makes me feel good.
And I said, let me check.
And you did.
And your first answer was game time.
Yeah.
And that's when I told everybody, he's out.
Evan.
But he ended up showing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Two things. One, the red carpet's not out for you everywhere you go. Number two, the one thing you did miss, Goo, was...
This is... Oh, my... Set it up.
So there's a pool at the house, and there was a basketball hoop set up by the pool. It's for the kids. But a lot of the guys from the station played a game of pig. And Steiny was involved.
Oh, this is a joke.
He was, dude.
This is a joke.
And Steiny,
okay,
number one, 1A, was the first one eliminated. 2A, his last shot, he set up by saying, 40 years of journalism is on the line, and proceeded to brick the bucket.
It was an air ball.
It was not an air ball.
It was so funny.
Front rim. So don't do that.
Well, one of them was an air ball.
No, I didn't have an air ball. But here's the bottom line. Here's the way the pig event went. I'm, of course, minding my own business, entertaining in my inimitable way. Yes, Danny, we're playing pig. You want to play pig? Mouth? Yeah. Sure. I'll shoot a couple goofy baskets at a pool basket. So I'm playing with Justin and Carter. And I make a shot, and Justin misses. And Carter misses a shot, comes back to me. I make another shot. Justin makes it. Carter misses. Back to me.
Yeah.
I hit two little half hooks, if you'll remember, from the mid-range area. Carter gets another letter. Justin gets another letter. Oh, okay. I'm up big. Guess what? Now Lubman jumps into the game with no letters. Okay? So basically, did I lose? Yeah, but I got 9 letters off 4 other guys,
wow,
and they got 3 off me. It's the way it goes.
Yeah, I was a little jelly, Evan. I
know
like,
you
nobody
were.
Asked me to shoot.
I know you were. Remember the shot I hit from deep when I was like automatic?
I must have went to a restroom.
Yeah.
But now, the other thing we have to discuss, because I want to ask you this. When you put your hand into a public bowl of anything, could be chips.
This one does bother me.
Could be bread. Could be something that everyone else has to share. What percentage of the item in the bowl are you allowed to touch?
Ooh, this is... Because in the black community, you got to be careful. Because if it's like... I would say, Evan, touch 25% of it.
Oh, I probably did.
At least... Steiny must have manhandled every single chip in the chip bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to make
it. He went digging like National Treasure is at the bottom.
And you called him on it, of course.
Oh, yeah. Evan was regular Groucho Marx on Saturday.
Well, what about me?
You weren't there yet.
No,
it was
I'm
like when we're
I
preparing
bought.
In the morning.
I'm in the store buying Ken a gift of Ciroc.
Yeah,
I show up and the Diddy slander. I like.
Yeah.
Pull it off the shelf then. I didn't think of him when I bought the Ciroc.
So you just brought one bottle?
It wasn't long. Tall bottle. It was a big one. And it was a pretty color, so that's why I went and got some. That was a nice bottle. Evan, I didn't think.
By the way,
where we're at, we can't buy Ciroc.
It's not a good look.
He said it was half off.
By the way, Carter, did you... You know, I brought a big bottle of Fireball. Did you take it when you left? That's always a great trip.
No.
Here, I'm going to bring a bottle of something, and then you take it home when it's got 3/4 left.
Dude, wow. You brought Fireball?
Yeah. And I didn't want to get into this, and I'm not going to.
You critiquing my gift?
Nope, 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 nope.
Diddy.
I brought a bottle of Fireball and a 12-pack because, you know, I had a plus one.
Well,
so.
Well, I spent more than you.
No, you didn't. Those things are like $19, those Ciroc's. And if it's not the original, and it was a what's it called? Like the Costco version.
No,
it's like a Safeway. What do they call
it? That's why I got it.
What's
yeah.
Safeway's brand? Like they have their own signature.
But it's Ciroc.
Well, is it?
The young kids, they didn't like it. I was blown away. Like you can't take it off the shelf then.
Steiny, what did you get, Ken? I just told you. 12-pack and a bottle of.
How were you feeling
fire.
When you left?
There's
a lot of cigars being smoked, Steiny.
Yeah, you
I
don't smoke them either. I can't either.
That was my gift.
Did you? That's a good gift.
You brought cigars?
Yeah, I know Ken likes cigars, so I brought four different ones.
From where, Evan? Like, where do you go get yours? I'll be real.
Well, I was going to stop at this place in Oakland, but I had a guest with me. I didn't want to take him to East 14th, so I dropped him off.
My neck.
Yeah, I was going to stop at International, but it's neither here nor there. So we went to this one in Walnut Creek.
All right. Probably a good move. Now, you know me, when I'm sipping, I'll smoke, Stiney. What, you know, like when I was gambling in Reno and the old lady had the
cigarette.
Give me that thing. No, for me not to go with the cigars is starting to bother me because these cigar lounges are taking off. And if you don't smoke, what's the point being there?
Well, they're
music.
Tell you what's really cool is going to a cigar lounge and then wearing the same clothes the next day. That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it reeks.
Okay, so I didn't want to do this, but
this
crap about me reaching in for the tortilla chip.
Oh, he was right.
Digging.
Okay, there was a problem that I didn't want to bring up. But ordinarily, you'd be right. You don't want to finger up the whole bowl. But that's assuming that all the chips are intact and they're big chips.
Yeah.
The problem was that there were a lot of stubbies.
Oh.
It was one of those, there were a lot of stubbies. You had to kind of search for the big chip and you had to, seek them out. And so sometimes that involved going, a half inch beneath the surface.
Oh,
wrong.
Evan didn't like it at all. I would have passed, Evan, after. I wouldn't have, your hands all sweaty.
No, it wasn't.
I'm just,
it wasn't that hot out there that day.
It don't matter. Germs.
Anyway.
I just had to make sure that everyone else saw.
Yeah, Evan was.
What we all
Evan was,
needed well, to he, see.
Evan was a big Evan fan on Saturday.
Oh, whoa!
He didn't like it because Dana laughed at him.
And there you go. Dana's the man.
I wasn't crazy.
I got to be careful real quick. Yeah. You got to be careful with Dana because he's one of those like Bonte take Frankie. Yeah. People might take Dana off your
hands. You can take him. You can take him.
Big D!
Evan's coming down my road about, I didn't like what Evan was wearing.
Now, I said, I felt like I had a tuxedo.
I didn't like it.
I was, Evan, you were, no, he had the tank top and shorts.
He had a tank
and
top.
And the flip-flops.
Yeah.
There was a swim party, Stiney.
Where?
It was 78 degrees outside.
Did you go into the pool? No.
Well, no, of course
you
not.
You didn't.
Spadoni was dressed like Evan. I liked it.
Spadoni doesn't own a good pair of clothes.
No, stop. I've seen him out.
NBA Finals 1-1 Goo. When's game 3?
Oh my God, Wednesday. everything you wanted, just make the final.
Yeah, I didn't want this.
This is not good, man. Sunday, why do we gotta wait?
It's every year they do this, pretty much.
The baseball, I get, is back to back. Super Bowl is what it is. You can't compare, but you think this is hurting it? Is it too big of a layoff? Forget guys being arrested.
You know, the kids have a phrase, it is what it is. Mm. This from the 510. Hey, Daryl, I just met Norm. What a nice guy. I deliver for UPS to the house in Union City. I took a moment to introduce myself. I see where you get your good looks and great attitude from.
Wow.
Okay, I told him you and Matt are the best 4 hours of my day. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
That's big, if true. I'll text Pop to see if that happened.
That is.
But who would text that trying to trick us?
Demetrius.
Oh, okay.
He said his name, Demetrius. So
think about that. He's got 24 hours in his day, regardless what the boss says about us. He said his best four listening to us and Evan.
That. Why wouldn't you view that as a red flag?
I could, but I won't. It's a compliment.
No, you should.
He gets something from
D. Demetrius. We appreciate it. We absolutely appreciate it.
Before we get back to sports and the regular scheduled program, can I get my props on the 86 Lindell and the Wimbledon match?
I don't know. Can you?
No, I watched it with my own eyes. I was right. I double checked it, but that was a great match. Becker and Lindell. And it was on grass.
That would be Wimbledon.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Now, you do understand the difference between Wimbledon and the French Open.
Clay.
Right. But do you know what that means for the style of the game?
Now, I'm not going to front and act like, I mean, one's grass, one's, no, I.
Right.
One's, do you?
Yeah, one's grass, one's clay.
Okay, that's.
Now, do you know what the difference is other than the substance?
Well, we said the slide, which now I thought was a detriment. You said actually helps some of the tennis players. So I would think the French Open would be easier if I was taking on somebody better than me, if that's going to even the playing field.
I would say yes and no. Clay is about the slowest surface.
So the ball.
So if a guy's, and Wimbledon, the grass is like the fastest surface out there. So at Wimbledon, you'll see a lot more aces.
Damn.
Guy'll serve and it's unreturnable. And at the French Open, you're liable to see more rallies, which
we saw.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. But on grass, it's a serve and volley type of game.
Because these guys were blistering the ball, Stoddy, and I'm like, how the hell is it not over the ball? But now
you're
telling
me. It just dies. It doesn't skid.
So Wrigley Field with the wind blowing in.
That would be Wimbledon.
Yeah, no, yeah, yes.
Because, yeah, Wimbledon's a lot of.
No, clay, it would be French Open because you're saying it's slowing down after it bounces off the clay.
Right.
Balls are easier. Why so many rallies yesterday?
That's why, because it's clay.
Damn.
That's why, because it's clay. I believe, I don't know if all four of the majors, that would be Wimbledon's grass. The U.S. Open is the blue surface. I don't know what it's called.
Blue surface.
That they have at the Arthur Ashe facility.
The Australian and the U.S. Open are just hard court. Hard court.
Thank you.
Have you been to the U.S. Open, E? You strike me as the type that maybe have.
No. No, my brother went last year. Monte went last year.
That's
so
right.
That was a lot of fun.
That's right. Mullen hooked him up.
The place is apparently massive. Yep. Arthur Ashe Stadium's huge.
Have you been there?
I have not.
Man, that's on my bucket list.
It's a tennis center. I believe center court holds about 18, if I'm not mistaken.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which is as big as the Chase Center. I got a great question for you.
Wow.
Remember I threw this at you earlier?
It ain't great because I don't.
Well, you don't listen, so you wouldn't remember. So I'm listening in the morning, and Chasky's, he is on cloud nine right now about the Giants.
Dude, I love it, right?
And he's saying Magic's been recaptured, big crowds out at the stadium. I said, okay, probably there's something to that. But let me ask you a question, Goo. Next week, if I said to you, and I'm going to throw this out to our listeners, the Giants play the Dodgers in L.A. this week. Okay?
That's wow.
Next week, the Dodgers, no?
No, the Dodgers do not come next week.
I thought it was, no, the week after. I thought you said Goo's going to be gone.
July. July is when the Dodgers are in San Francisco.
I can still do it. I can still do it.
Yeah, but I got you.
If you had right now, I'm giving you the best four seats in the house at Chase Center for the Valkyries Fever.
Wow.
Or I'm giving you the best four seats in the house where for you it would be where you sat the other night behind the plate. You said it was unbelievable.
Shout out, Bram.
Now I got four of those for you when the Dodgers come in July. But you can only go to one game. Are you going to the Valkyries in the front row, or are you going to the Giants-Dodgers, best seats in the house, whatever you
this
deem them to be?
This is interesting. So it would definitely be a thought, Bastani. It would end up being a landslide because I would pick the Dodgers-Giants. But if you allow me, forget who's playing. I'll just make it baseball versus basketball. And there's just – and Bob Meyer seats, I'll never forget. The ball hit me. I bounced past to Steph. There's just something about being that close as I was to a pitcher, hitter, and catcher in the game. Steiny, it hit different than me being up close watching Steph and Dr. J. So I would bypass the Valkyries fever just to watch that baseball jump and do what it did Friday night for me until the game was over. I'm telling you, man, I am back. I've been in love. I watch ball all day, every day. I watch Oregon State, Florida State College World Series last night.
Is that who's in the College World Series?
Two of the teams.
Do we know that for sure?
Two of the teams.
Okay.
And I was on the wrong side of it. But, Stani, watching that ball and the pitcher and that bat, Olsen's home run, watching the risk, it's something different than basketball being up close, which is also awesome. What would you take?
I would take the Valkyries right now.
And tell me why.
Because of the
anything
novelty.
To do with basketball versus baseball? Or?
Not really. It's okay. More, I believe it or not, like who's a bigger draw? Ohtani or Caitlin Clark?
I got to say Ohtani, but it's up there.
I mean, I don't know. Like I would go to the Valkyries because that's an experience I have not had.
Oh, okay.
I've had.
Neither have I.
Are you changing? Now you get Steiny,
no,
you're right.
No,
now I'm going to
no,
do what
I just
you want.
Love that validation of that experience you hadn't had. But if we could leave that off and let's just say you had, then give me the crux of your decision.
Yeah, like you've sat courtside before.
Yeah, that's why.
It would be because of the novelty of the Valkyries. You know, you're seeing a game. It's not the Warriors, so that's new. And Caitlin Clark would be, to me, the big draw.
When does she come? It's been a little while.
You know what? I think it's June, I want to say 19th. It feels like it's going to be a maybe, maybe not.
Man, I hope. Stoddy, the Valkyries play tough, man. They play hard. Oh, thanks for stating that, Goo. But you get what? You watch them. They kicked Las Vegas' ass. And we're 9-point underdogs.
How do you know? Really? You go that deep with your game? Did you bet on the Valkyries aces?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay.
I know somebody that did.
49 Frankie?
He's mad at me. He heard me rip him about the finals. The ratings are down. He just tweeted like, Willard, I'm listening. But, no, I kind of like your answer, but I feel like again, if you had watched the Valkyries before.
I've seen them on TV. But what's a better atmosphere?
well, Oracle right now, you can't lose. And I'm kind of mad at you because you've been saying that.
I mean, what do you do the 7 innings the Giants don't score?
Well,
they're just sitting there like a bump on a pickle.
That's a 9. But they're having Steph Curry Day, too. That's coming up, the Giants.
And what does that tell you?
He'll be in the house.
Let me guess.
Why wouldn't you have that?
I don't know who they're playing, but I'll bet whoever they're playing stinks. I'll bet you.
What is that about?
Well,
why?
It means that
the
reason
win.
You make it a Steph Curry Day is because they're playing the Expos on a Thursday night.
So homecoming, you're saying?
And no, you know you're only going to draw 18,000, but hey, maybe with Steph there, you'll get 28,000.
Well, that's why guys like Shasky are so fired up and excited. I just, you baffle me because I thought we had the conversation about this year's Giants before the 16-game stretch with 32 runs. That you were like, goo, people are coming out.
That was last year.
No, that was this year when we had the question that you posed about 2 weeks ago about what team would you rather be right now? And the fan base, the one positive or a few positives we gave the Giants were fans were coming out already. And that was just because
to
the Giant experience. And I talked about Mexico and just going to a Giant game and being out and about. We were giving Giant fans their kudos.
Yeah, it's a pretty big day, Steiny. It's a Saturday, number one.
Game for sure.
Mets are in town,
night
number
game.
2. 6:05 first pitch.
Yep.
I don't follow. So the Valkyries are playing the Fever when
my point is Steph Curry Day is a big day at the Giants.
Yeah, against the Mets. It's not homecoming against the Pirates.
Yeah. It's a Saturday?
6:05.
Well, that means...
It'll be a sellout.
That means, I guess.
You gonna finish
people
that
like
off?
The Mets? They're not the Yankees. They're not the Dodgers.
They're prestigious.
Hell, they may
clubs,
not. No, they're not.
They're more expensive than the Yankees.
They used to be the Giants' rival.
They were never the Giants' rival.
In New York?
The Mets? The Mets weren't in New York when the Giants were. I don't think.
No, help me out.
Mets came in like late 60s.
The Mets replaced the Giants.
Well, my whole point. It's like the Colts and Ravens. The Browns in Baltimore. Yeah.
Baltimore went to Cleveland.
Cleveland went to Baltimore. Yeah.
So there's always that built-in. You know what I'm saying, Stoney. The Mets are if you said the 5 prestigious baseball teams, Giants...
Of course.
No, always
start.
Real.
You always start with a home team, don't you?
Well, he's not wrong,
dude. I know I'm not wrong.
But okay,
it's not because of San Francisco,
and that's where I was.
But that's neither here nor there.
He understands.
Well, I'll come up with a 5.
I'll come up
big
with a 5.
For the Mets. I mean, there's no history.
Shasky, Texas.
Oh boy. All right.
I'll read on the
side. Oh, I forgot. I was going to stop doing that. Remember, I told you. You remember Friday? I said he was going to stop doing that. You don't remember, do you?
I do.
Remember when I said, "Goo, I got to stop doing something."
But there was a list of those.
No, there was one thing. Just one thing.
You failed.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, I did it with Shasky. I haven't done it with Goo yet.
Oh,
today.
Please. I'll read his text on the other side.
Hey, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries, they take on the LA Sparks, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7. And also the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they're on the call. And you can watch the games on KPIX Plus. That pregame starts at 6:30. And that segment was also brought to you by Safeway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.